Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. Today we are in Misafta Machshirin. We are in the fifth parak Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Says the Mishnah, Katsya Shel Shulchanos. Let's see, you have a cover of tables. Some of the Mefarshim want to explain that the table was a money table, a table that was made for the money changer. So it was outdoors. And the person did not want to... He didn't want it to be come wet, so when the water gets on there, it's obviously something he doesn't want. So, or a shifa shel levanim, or if you have a mat made out of bricks, again, you want the mat there to protect from the water on the bricks, which means you don't want the water there. So these things, einam b'chiyutan, they're not going to be considered chiyutan mayim alzera. V'mnier, but if he shook them out, so then b'chiyutan, so then they're going to be included in b'chiyutan. The Mishnah continues, although at this point in time we're going to take a brief interlude away from discussing the issues of Heksher being Mashal Kabel Tumah. Instead, we'll talk about situations concerning tummy liquids. Let's say I'm pouring from one liquid, from one container that's tar, into a container that's tummy. And so the liquid has a chibur. There is a attach coming from the stream of liquid. But does the attach go back up in the opposite direction? Says the Mishnah, kol anitzok tahor. If you're pouring something, it's usually tahor, except mi dvash azifin vata pachas. Unless you have this really high quality honey, that if you cut off the stream, it jumps back up due to its strength. So, except for those two types of honey, all other liquid streams are not going to be considered continuous. Beishamai omrim af hamikpah shel grisim shel pol memeshi soledes lacharav. Beishamai says, no, even if you're dealing with a bean dip, whether it's a split bean or a whole bean porridge, those things also split backwards. Of course, it should just be pointed out that the Tanakhama disagrees with them on this point, because it's the opinion of the Tanakhama that in these situations, what winds up happening is that the viscosity doesn't go all the way back up, thus not creating a situation of tumah moving backwards. Okay, we'll stop here, Bezos Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.